Hello.
Hello, and thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and I may I assist you?
Well, Joyce, I went on Facebook and I saw this advertisement for a KitchenAid for $2.95 because Amazon was not going to do business with KitchenAid anymore and they were depleting their stock. I went through, I won the KitchenAid, and it asked for credit card information for $2.95 to mail it to me. Well, I got news for you. I got ripped off big time. They sent me an email saying that bonus fitness regimen that I signed up for $59.85 or something like that. So then I go online and try to cancel this, and it won't let me submit my cancellation.
Alrighty, I can assist you with that, and let me start out by getting your zip code, please.
63366. And I've got the, what do you call it?
And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Donna Hagan, H-A-G-A-N.
Alright, Ms. Hagan.
I had to have my credit card shut down because of this.
For security purposes, could I please have you to verify your address, please?
720 Max Avenue, O'Fallon, Missouri, 63366.
Okay. And Ms. Hagan, I do see where you had entered into, this was a contest entry to actually have a chance to win the KitchenAid mixer. And due to terms and conditions of the sweepstakes, it did inform you that you would be enrolled into a monthly subscription to one of our meal planning apps.
I never saw that anywhere in the transaction. Anyway,
okay.
I've canceled
yes,
my credit card. I want this canceled.
All right, give me 1 second now. I can get you canceled out of this. It was a great meal planning app. Now, I could have gotten it reduced to $20 a month for you.
I'm 72 years old. I don't need a meal planning kit. Yes, Grandma's 72.
All righty, ma'am. I have successfully gotten you canceled out of that. You can't.
Could you send me confirmation of that?
Sure, I will be happy to send it to your email. You can't be billed anything further on that, okay? I do have the cancellation number, and do you want me to give it to you verbally and send a confirmation?
I want you to send
email?
It by email, and
all
if you do that right now while we're on the phone, I'll make sure that I got it.
All righty, give me 1 second, and I'll be able to handle this.
Okay, I got a cancellation notification.
Give me 1 second and I will see if I can submit this cancellation to your email, okay?
All right. That needs to be made a lot plainer because nowhere there is I see anything about signing up for a BiteHub anywhere. I thought the whole thing was I was applying for that mixer.
Okay, I've actually asked them to send a cancellation notification to the email above, which is your email, ma'am, and I've actually put it into the system now. Now, I'm not sure how long it would take for you to actually receive that to your email, but I did type in the order number, and then it was completely canceled, okay?
Okay, I do have a copy of an act cancellation notice here.
Okay, all righty.
I appreciate that, but you do need to tell them that they need to make that a lot plainer because that really is misleading.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, but I thank you for calling customer service, and you just have a great day as well, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.